This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We do this on Friday, 8 o'clock, but since the Chiefs play on Monday night against the Washington Commanders, we'll do the script today at 8 o'clock. So hopefully we can get as accurate as we were last week. Bob almost nailed his 35-0. Mm-hmm. Mac was pretty accurate 2 weeks ago with the Detroit game. And here we sit with the Washington Commanders coming in town with Marcus Mariota. Mac, stay hot and lead us off with your version of the Chiefs script tonight against Washington. What might and should and probably won't happen.
And that's why we love this segment.
That's right. I love the people who get mad. You guys, you're idiot. Yes.
Stick to your day job. Well, it does look like it's my night job. I feel like I'm at after hours with the scene outside.
Seriously. I told Dusty, I see he goes, go look outside. So I went and looked outside. I'm like, if you just woke up unconscious and like had no idea where you are, you wouldn't know if it's night or day. Like, is this the end of the day or is this the beginning of the day?
Ridiculous. Just like the Chiefs are going to look tonight. They're going to look ridiculously good. They're going to dominate yet again. This is going to end up being the best team in the Mahomes era. It might already be there, but by the end of the season, we'll know it is. Kelsey's going to score. He's going to be a part of the tight end weekend. He missed tight end day, but he'll be a part of the tight end weekend. Rice will lead in targets, he'll lead in catches, and he'll lead in yards. He will be the triple crown for the Chiefs tonight in the passing game. It'll be reminiscent of playing against Amon-Ra St. Brown on defense, and that Debo and Terry, they will have their catches. They will get open sometimes, but there just won't be a lot of room after the catch. There won't be yards after the catch. Defenders will be clobbering them up, but there probably will be one big play from Terry or Debo Samuels in that pass game. Xavier Worthy will catch a deep pass. Mahomes will throw 3 touchdowns yet again. He'll run for over 30 yards. Chiefs will win this one 31-10.
I like the 31-10 score. Yeah, I mean, when you guys got guys like Debo Samuel and
Terry McLaurin.
I'm watching this Packer game from last night. I mean, how bad is Pittsburgh on defense? But anyway,
so
I digress.
Shouldn't be.
No, but they were brutal last night.
Fire Tomlin.
Gotta go. But what I witnessed and what I feel like is, like, you got stars. Stars are always going to get, you know, something. Yeah. You're not going to shut them out unless it's, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown or something like that. But, you know, expect those guys to each have a play or two in this game. You just have to minimize what they're going to do and not let anybody else kind of go out there and do their thing. All right, for me, this is going to get nasty. And by nasty, I mean the ground game. The Chiefs are going to run the football tonight, and it's going to be fun. All 3 running backs will have a play where we come in tomorrow and you go, did you see Smith? Did you see Kareem? Did you see what Pop did on one of those plays? We'll be talking about those running backs on Tuesday morning, and that's going to open up the aerial attack. This week, Kelce eats. I'm with you. National tight end day, days, week, however we want to phrase it, Travis Kelce is going to eat. He becomes the leading receiver and target for the Chiefs tonight. I think that's the guy they go after. He scores a touchdown. Breshard Smith becomes a household name with another 20-plus yards from scrimmage game. It's Monday night. Has the opportunity to really shine on Monday Night Football. Nothing competing with Monday Night Football tonight unless it's the World Series, hockey, or basketball, Sports Equinox tonight. So there's a lot going on, but it's the NFL. Everybody's going to be watching. Chiefs get two sacks of Marcus Mariota, one of them by Michael Bolton, one of them by Nick Bolton, who he dedicates to Derek Johnson. Chiefs win in a close one, 35-0.
Yep, there it is. Stay true to yourself.
That's exactly right. No be doubt. Who? Be you.
Be yourself.
That's right.
BBL stinky.
My script is, I'm thinking this game is a lot like the Detroit game all over again, but not as clean for Washington. I do think they're going to do their best to hold serve and control the clock, but it won't last long because they don't have Jared Goff. They don't have Amarante Brown. They don't have Jameson Williams. They don't have Gibbs and Montgomery, but they do have some guys on that team that can make headaches come up and go throughout the game, but I think the Chiefs know what's ahead. Not saying they are looking ahead. I know what they think. I think they believe they know what is ahead. And what tonight is all about is continuing to solidify the gel of both sides of the ball, offense and defense. I think tonight we see it again. 7 targets or more for Rashee Rice. 5 targets for Xavier Worthy for 40-plus yards for Travis Kelce. And I think this is the game that Breshard Smith gets a touchdown. I think he gets in the end zone tonight. And I think Jones gets another sack, and I think this is the game of the year for Leo Chanel. We have audio from Mitch Holtis that he joined us on Friday and played for us earlier this or later that last week, but I think this is the Leo Chanel game. He's got to be crazy. Chicken with its head cut off, going absolutely nuts, being that guy. I think Deebo Samuel will look a lot like St. Brown did in that game for Detroit. I think St. Brown had
41 or something.
I think he had like 9 catches, but he only had 42 yards. I don't mind if Deebo does that. If he's going to run through the middle and catch it and go down immediately, that's fine with me. But I think he'll be a lot like that. 6-7 catches, but not a lot of yards. I think 22 locks up Scary Terry, and I think the Chiefs win this game 31-13.
I like it.
Mahomes continues to strive as the MVP. I think if he can take care of business, and then if he beats Josh Allen next week, he could maybe lock it up. But again,
did anybody emerge yesterday in the MVP kind of category in conversation? Because I don't think anything. What did Josh Allen really do yesterday? I haven't seen one highlight yet.
There was somebody that emerged yesterday that I think needs to be in the conversation, and that man is Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, that's now, a good question or a good pick. I mean,
I will say this. I think the similarities in this will be exactly what we saw last year with Saquon Barkley. Now, I think he's having, you know, I think he's having a little bit better of a year than Saquon Barkley. But again, that will be determined by the time we get to the end. Because last year, there was no secret. What Philadelphia was doing last year was a lot of what, you know, Saquon Barkley was able to do. Just control the game. Mm-hmm. And you saw Philadelphia yesterday control the game. Why? Because, by God, they gave it to number 26.
And then
again.
He got hurt, and so...
Yeah, which sucks. I mean, obviously. But they were controlling that game because Saquon Barkley was able to do whatever he
Second
wanted.
Second play of the game, 65 yards from scrimmage, legitimately untouched for a touchdown.
And you look at Jonathan Taylor's numbers this year. He has 143 rush attempts. He has 850 yards. That's a 5.9 average. Okay, Jamal Charles' number one argument that why he should be in the Hall of Fame is because he holds the record for the most yards per average per rush in his career at 5.2. This year, Jonathan Taylor is averaging 5.9, and he has 12 rushing touchdowns. Okay?
He's having a miraculous year.
He's had 9 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks.
It's nuts to watch this guy, right? Let me take it one step further for you with Jonathan Taylor to talk about why right now he could be in that MVP conversation. And this comes from the 33rd team. In his last 22 games since the start of last season, 119.2 scrimmage yards per game. Think about that for a second. 119.2 scrimmage yards per game. That's just him. Mm-hmm. 26 touchdowns, 5.1 yards per carry, and a 0.4% fumble rate. He's scoring at an amazing rate. He's not giving the ball to the other team, putting the football on the ground. He's gaining a bunch of yards, and they have found a way to make Daniel Jones successful. Sometimes your quarterback can't carry your team. I do believe Daniel Jones is one of those guys. But we're seeing now he's a win with guy, a not win because of guy. And you got to give that Chris Ballard a lot of credit out in Indianapolis for formulating this plan and saying, look, we don't really have much of an option at quarterback. We're going to take this guy who looks like, the guy from Taxi, Lotka Gravis, Andy Kaufman, and we're going to put him at quarterback, but yet we're going to surround him with some really good pieces. And you know what's the best friend of a quarterback that's mid? A great running back like Jonathan Taylor right now. And he's taking all the pressure in the world off of Daniel Jones, because I don't know that Daniel is capable of going out there and single-handedly winning a game, but he can sure as hell manage a game and hand it to number 26 all afternoon and let him do his thing for the Indianapolis Colts. That's why they are so successful, because of that ground game. And kudos to that coach out there who's listening to his owner on the sidelines and running the football, not trying to do something different, not trying to do something spectacular. You got a great weapon. Utilize him, and the Colts are doing just that.
And that's the whole topic here, is who's in the conversation. I don't think Jonathan Taylor will win MVP because, again, like last year, Saquon Barkley could have arguably been the MVP, but it went to Josh Allen. He's not a quarterback, so he'll win Offensive Player of the Year, in my opinion.
Right.
But I think that there should be a stronger push towards somebody with this skill set who's doing this, because I just looked at his fantasy numbers, Mac.
Mm-hmm.
He has 192 points already this year in 8 games. That's an average of 24 a game in fantasy. You know those numbers,
right? Three
of
four of my leagues. I told you guys on Fantasy Football Sundays, that's a league winner this season. He's killing it. And I think he's more of an MVP than Saquon was last season.
I don't disagree with that, because Philly had a great defense,
Had a great everything.
Great everything A-plus last everything. Year. Yeah, great, great receivers. Obviously, Jalen Hurts was playing at the top of his game, and obviously Saquon Barkley's big. They probably don't go to the Super Bowl. They don't have all of that working
for
together
sure.
At this point in time. Jonathan Taylor is carrying Daniel Jones.
I think he is making him look much better. Like, Daniel Jones right now looks like an A-. He's probably a C-plus quarterback, and he looks like an A- because of Jonathan Taylor, because of the O-line, because of the weapons. Everything on Philadelphia was an A-plus last year besides Jalen Hurts, who's like a B- and looked like an A. You know, C-plus for Daniel Jones. The O-line, A-plus in Philadelphia, probably an A in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. A-plus for wide receivers in Philly, probably a B- in Indianapolis. Like, Jonathan Taylor is the one thing that's equal to what Philadelphia was last year. He is
no
the A-plus, and he's winning them football games.
And when you have a running back that can do it, it makes your quarterback look that much better. You take that pressure off him, man.
And not only that, there's that bonus of him being a receiving.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Running back, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The dude can catch the ball.
100%.
Yeah, he's a stud. Yep. Yesterday, he had 153 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. He had 2 receptions for 21 yards and a touchdown. The week before, 16 attempts, 94 yards, and 3 touchdowns. The week before that, 21 attempts, 123 yards, and a touchdown. The week before that, 17 for 66, 3 touchdowns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.